bushfires, wild forest fires, or controlled burning. If this is happening to an area near you or is going to happen in the future, this is a personal health protocol for you. Welcome to the Vital Veda podcast. I'm your host, Dylan Smith. I'm an Ayurvedic health practitioner and holistic health educator who sees patients all around the world. I'm based in Australia, where we have a lot of what we refer to as bushfires. In other places like USA, they refer to forest fires or wildfires. There's also the notion of controlled burning, which is a tool to manage fires before the fire season starts, to burn off some of the excess residue of woods and different materials that may be building up and making the potential future bushfire worse. So within my clinic, within my community, I see people and patients who are affected by bushfires and also even controlled burning as well. And this podcast is intended to protect your personal health, the health of your family, friends, and community. And hopefully you're listening to this in the lead up to bushfires or forest fires, as well as controlled burning or prescribed back burning. A lot of the time, you may be listening to this during the fires. This podcast episode is to support human health during times of wildfire crisis. This is not a podcast about ecological and environmental health. There are other resources for that, of how to manage fires and consulting indigenous wisdom on fire management. And I want to emphasize the importance to learn this in advance, beforehand. So when a crisis like this occurs, you already have the resources, the herbs, the knowledge, the remedies and protocols to protect your health. This I've been meaning to record since the 2018-2019 devastating bushfires in the summer of Australia. It was the hottest and driest year on record, and it was so chaotic. People lacked resources. They lacked access to resources. I had patients around Australia with respiratory issues and what one patient called smoky drinking water. So people who are out on the land, out in the rural areas, and it's hard to get drinking water, and it's hard to treat them with limited resources, because the same happened with the 2023 Maui wildfires. And in California in 2021, it happened with my patients. We couldn't get easily the remedies and the herbs for people's health because the resources and the post systems, the courier delivery systems, were jeopardized. So these are the fires. Of course, there is also controlled burning, which includes hazard reduction burning and burn off back burning. So this is happening right now in Australia as I record this in early October 2023. And I'm even already having patients call me, even patients in the city, in the cities, they also get affected by this. So if you're a city folk, you need to pay attention, because I have had people calling me about their children suffering in their respiratory tract, and adults in places like Western Australia, where backburning is quite strong and close to high density residential areas. So in this podcast, I'm going to talk about interventions for health during this heated time. I'm mainly going to talk about respiratory health, drinking water. I'm going to touch on trauma and mental health. So first of all, respiratory health. The number one thing which gets affected by this season is respiratory system, the responsible system that's for your lungs and for your breathing. So what are some things you can do? The best thing by far is a practice in Ayurveda called Nasya Pratimarsha. We can call it Nasya for short, N-A-S-Y-A. Nasya is a practice of sniffing oil up your nose daily. And a specific medicated oil I'm going to get into, but what this does is it enhances the filtration capacity of the turbines within your nostril to filter out any toxins or smoke or particles which are unhomogeneous and not harmonious for your lungs and your respiratory system. So it filters, and it also enhances your ability to metabolize whatever you breathe into your system through the nose. So this is, first of all, enhancing the superficial part of your nostril, but also it goes deep into the brain and the whole head, neck, and throat region. So it's actually also coating and lubricating the brain, which is protecting it from any pollutants which go through the nose, can go straight to the through to the brain. And it also can go to the head, neck and throat region, the ears, the eyes, the thyroid gland even. So nasya, the practice of sniffing oil up your nose, protects. There's so many other benefits of nasya beyond respiratory health. It's very helpful for brain health. So if you're feeling that brain fog or lack of energy in the brain, mental fatigue, lack of motivation, this sniffing the oil up the nose helps activate the blood circulation in the brain and fires up the neurons, as well as activating the glands in the body. So it's very important for hormonal health, for activating the pituitary gland, which secretes things like thyroid hormone and reproductive hormone. So this practice of nasya, sniffing medicated oil up the nose, there's a lot of information I have on it. You can see on Vital Veda YouTube channel, I have a couple videos on nasya, as well as demonstrations of me doing the practice. But it's really simple. With nasya, I really recommend specific oils, not just any oils. Some Ayurvedic practitioners will say you can use sesame oil. What's even safer than that, at least, is ghee. And if that's all you have, you don't have an ability to get the oils, you can use those things. But ideally, you're using a well-procured medicated Ayurvedic oil, because when we're dealing with the orifices linked to the brain, and ultimately the nose is the gateway to the skull, we really want to be putting highly refined, procured oils. And not, I don't mean ultra refined as in ultra processed. I mean refined in an Ayurvedic preparatory way, where the oil has been cooked and blended so that it makes it soft and makes it harmonious and gentle and still powerful, but harmonious with the mind. Some Ayurvedic nasya oils, some Ayurvedic nasal oils will even be specifically designed for Ayurveda and for sniffing up the nose, but they're not procuring it in a refined enough way. And that makes it a bit more harsh and a bit more uncomfortable. So some people don't like to sniff it as much. So the two oils I recommend is one oil called Nasika, N-A-S-I-K-A, Nasika oil. And that is something you can get from vitalveda.com.au. You just create an account and you can purchase that, as well as Special Nasika. Special Nasika is a stronger one. You should put it on your finger and then apply and rub your finger in your nostril, about one or two or even three drops on your finger. Then apply that to each nostril and sniff it up. You want to really inhale out in the nose, out the mouth. And you want to sniff that oil to the brain and really enhance the throat and really strengthen the system. It is the most important thing for this. So this is especially important before going out to smoke polluted areas and really enhancing those turbines in your nostrils. This is really good for anything. If you're dealing with mold, if you're working on a building site, if that's your job, any, if you're visiting a city, if you're visiting especially a polluted city like some of them in Asia, this is especially important, as well as a mask. This is kind of an internal mask as well as a superficial nostril turbine mask. So this is really important. That's a really important practice. That's probably the number one thing you need for prevention and even for clearing, especially the Special Nasika, which is the strong oil. It has a greater capacity to cleanse. So when you do that, you may sneeze after and you'll love that sneeze. Make sure you sneeze out the mouth and you'll see it's really detoxifying the brain and the upper respiratory tract. That's a good thing if you need to blow your nose, because sometimes doing nasya practice, it can bring it to your upper respiratory, it can bring it to your throat, the mucus, and you may want to blow your nose. That's fine. After 5 to 10 minutes, even, you can blow it if it is really bringing up a lot of mucus. But this is one way to nourish, to protect, and even to detox. Nasya. Another thing I want to mention is purifying the body, particularly purifying the upper respiratory tract. More ways to do that. And there are certain herbs which we can put into hot water or even create some certain steam in different ways to create steam. And so these are some herbs that are going to purify the, not only the body, but even the home. The first best is a formula called Prana Drops. This is the ideal. Prana means life force. And these are drops that you can put in water. The second herbal formula is called Siddha Jal, S-I-D-D-H-A H-A-J-A-L. This is a more subtle formula. It's quite similar. It definitely enhances the prana as well, the life force, and purifies the pollutants and really gives that life force, that oxygen, which is lacking when the smoke is overshadowing the pure prana or the pure life force, which you should be breathing in. So these are super important remedies to have on you, and they're really effective. I'm going to give you some home remedies. If you don't have access to those herbs, once again, you can get them from vitalveda.com.au. But these are really profound formulas. I can't not mention them. And prana drops especially is super important. It's a very good remedy for so many things like headaches, fever, cold, flu, viruses, parasites, bug bites topically, toothaches, pain. It's amazing, but it's a very concentrated prana. All you do is put one or two drops in a cup of boiling water and you inhale the steam and drink that. That's the mini steam, which you can do on the go, even in a thermos if you're out. The big steam or the main steam inhalation, and if this is for you, if you really need it, if you really need to clear the upper respiratory tract, if you're really struggling with breathing or even just slightly struggling, you shouldn't be struggling at all. If you have got a headache, if that you feel there's too much in your head and upper respiratory tract, and of course, if you have fever, cold, flu, congestion, any of those things, headache, you do a full steam inhalation, which is putting a couple drops or even three drops of either prana drops or Cetagel, and covering your head with a towel, and then this big bowl of boiling water, you inhale the steam. You're going to inhale in the nose and exhale out the mouth. And you're going to do that as much as you can till the steam goes away. And it's pretty full on, it's pretty strong, but it is a very powerful remedy to clear the head and the upper respiratory tract. So prana drops or Cetagel for steam inhalation, and also you can drink those and should drink those. A home remedy, which is inferior if you don't have those herbal formulas, is you can combine any of the above essential oils: eucalyptus oil, camphor, ajwain seeds, clove. So this is for steam inhalation only. Don't drink that. You can do a similar thing to purify the home. You can put prana drops or Cetagel in an aromatherapy oil diffuser and let that go out through the house. You can use eucalyptus in the same way. You can use camphor oil. And what you can even do is you can create a purifying smoke, and in a clay pot or a clay bowl, use whatever you have of the below ingredients. You can line the bottom of the bowl with a bed of fresh eucalyptus leaves or neem leaves. And on that, add 1 teaspoon of cloves. Also on that, add 1 teaspoon of camphor. Camphor, you can get these white camphor beads from Indian grocery stores if you don't know where else to get them, but you want the pure camphor. Then you can add 7 dried bay leaves. Sprinkle a bit of crushed incense as well and add 1 teaspoon of ghee. Light the camphor and let it burn and let it smoke fully. That, although is smoke and you think you can't get enough, it actually is a purifying smoke. And in smoke in Ayurveda is called dupana. It's actually a treatment for various conditions, including respiratory conditions. But of course, if that smoke is too much, stick to the aromatherapy, stick to the steam inhalation. Another thing is pranayama, which is breathing exercises, nasal breathing, super important. There are different practices of pranayama or different breathing ways to administer breath in a therapeutic manner. One of my favorites is alternate nostril breathing, which is also known as anulom vilom or nadi shodhana. And nadi means channel, shodhana means purification. So this alternate nostril breathing is very good to purify the channels, especially if you first do the nasya oil drops and then the pranayama. That is very effective. So these are some ways to purify and strengthen the upper respiratory tract. There are internal herbs as well, and that is definitely good to have. But for that, you know, I'll say for now to book an online consultation if you need extra help. You can do that on vitalveda.com.au/bookings, and I can give specific for you and specific for your respiratory system. I will mention a couple general ones. One is Shodhana Vati, and that is to generally purify the body and keep the toxins going out on a daily basis. And the other one is Swasananda Leham, and that is a general respiratory tonic. So these you can see on vitalveda.com.au. You can also look in the show notes for the spelling of all these herbs and the mentioning. But if you need to have a consultation for more specific, visit vitalveda.com.au/bookings. Now onto drinking water. This is another important thing because especially if you're living on tank water or rainwater, the smoke's going to get in. So the ideal thing which you do is you have a filter and restructuring unit. This is also really important, especially if you're involved in a fire or even your local spring water delivery, which is what is the best way to drink water from the spring, and you get it delivered. They usually are mostly living on land and living in rural areas, and they may not be able to deliver, or they may be stuck or blocked off in certain roads. So this is another important thing. And this is really important to have in case you can't get spring water and drink it. So filtering and restructuring. Not only filtering, which is super important, but perhaps even more important is restructuring the water. So restructuring it to that refined molecular state. Because even if you had the best water filter and it purifies, whether it's tap water or it's rainwater, that water, I mean, rainwater is more lively, but we still need to enliven that water, especially tap water. It's dead. It's dead water. It's been pulverized with many chemicals through the usually through the local council, which is great. You're getting rid of very strong pathogens, which otherwise would probably be causing parasites and worms. But they've pulverized it. They're not only adding toxic chemicals, but they're killing the prana. They're killing the life force and the structure of that water. So we want to filter that crap. We want to filter those toxins and chemicals, but we also want to re-enliven that water and make it structured into its sacred molecular balanced state, like a sacred geometrical water molecule state, which is going to actually feed us with hydration and therefore enable our body to be hydrated and purify, because water is the ultimate purifier. And when we drink it and we're adequately hydrated and we are adequately fed with water, we have a greater capacity to detox toxins such as smoke. So filter and restructure. I highly recommend a restructuring company. My favorite restructuring company is called Natural Action Technology. It's a company based in US. They ship to Australia. When you email them, mention Vital Veda, they will look after you. But that is super important. Second thing is boiling water. So that's another thing. Boil the water. It gives some form of prana. And there's another thing in Ayurveda, which a certain seed which you can add to water. We call it kataka or nirmali. The English name is clearing nut tree. And in the 2018-2019 bushfires, we had quite a few people in our communities getting those seeds. Usually they're coming from overseas, but you can usually get them online. They're a very common, well-known seed to purify water. The botanical name is Strychnos potatorum. And you can add a bunch of those seeds. You can even make it into powder and line a clay cup or line a clay water canister. That's a great seed. Obviously, it's coming from overseas, so that may not be the best thing for you at the time. But you can check the show notes for the name of this clearing nut tree. And also, you can usually find them on places like eBay or on the internet. So that's a great, very powerful water purifying herb, which is usually accessible. Another one is tulsi, holy basil, Ockenham sanctum. That's a one that grows around easily. If you don't have the plant and the leaves, you can just get tulsi tea bags. I recommend Organic India, great company, great tulsi. We've done podcast episodes with them. Another herb is vetiver, known as ushira in Ayurveda, and that is a root of a long grass, which is beautiful and extremely aromatic. In fact, vetiver, you probably know, it's in most perfumes that in the world, even the chemical mainstream conventional perfumes, they use vetiver, and it's a beautiful thing to put in water in general. I mean, the cooling, sweet, aphrodisiac, and it purifies water really well. So if you can't get the roots, you can even put some powder. Perhaps you could put some essential oils, which is quite common, vetiver essential oil. So I've written articles on vetiver, which you can check out on vitalveda.com.au. But all the different ways to purify water. And there's 1,001 ways to structure water, restructure it. I like Natural Action Technology. It's very simple. It's a vortex technology. It's a device that lasts forever. It's basically got a lifetime warranty. It's unlike a filter where you have to change it. You just stick it ideally on the main of your home. So your filtering the whole house. Otherwise, you can get, we've got one for our shower and we've got a portable one as well. So drinking water, really pay attention and just have a plan, I recommend. And of course, if you can get spring water, that is fantastic. Another thing is to touch on, I want to touch on is trauma and mental health. And this is really where meditation comes, because when you are meditating regularly, you have established a place within yourself which is untouchable, which is beyond resilient. And you need that deep place, that deep reserve of vitality physically, because meditation supports that by putting you in a very deep state of rest. And it establishes yourself in a state of omnipresence. And this state is untouchable. It's can meet any demand because it is so established in this big capital S self and the truth that you are the universe and actually experiencing that. What's going to make or break you? Nothing. So this fire and this crisis and these genuinely tragic conditions are ultimately what we call in the Vedic system, Lord Shiva, or the destruction operator. It's that operation mode of nature which removes that which is irrelevant. And it may sound harsh, and unfortunately sometimes it has to be in a harsh way or a rough way in evolution that nature organizes destruction to occur. But always destruction is for evolution. Destruction is for creation. In order for creation, we need destruction. It doesn't have to go that way though. It doesn't have to be a rough path. If the collective ultimately, when it's bushfires, it's a collective karma, it's a collective energy. But when the collective is adhering to natural law and paying attention to the laws of nature, living in tune with nature and respecting nature and all those things which aligns one to nature, the path of evolution is smooth. But sometimes when the collective or a certain part of the collective is not respecting and adhering to the laws of nature and perhaps going against them, nature may need to cause some destruction to shake things up and create something new. If you're not going to be creative in evolving in the alignment with nature's laws, then there might be a bit of destruction, unfortunately. So when one is meditating, they are more aware of that and they can perceive the laws of nature operating in this way, and it is not as traumatic. So I highly recommend Vedic meditation as that stable, grounded aspect. Another thing is, in the Vedas, the Veda means the laws of nature. These are the different expressions of how nature operates. We have meditation, we have yoga, we have Ayurveda, the science of health part of the Veda. There's also a branch of the Veda called Gandharva Veda. And Gandharva Veda is how to use sound in tune with natural law to trigger certain mechanisms of nature. For example, in times of drought, in times of bushfire, there are certain sounds that can activate rain, that can activate the laws of nature and the mechanics of how nature operates for rain to come. And they've done this successfully in the past of playing rain melodies, which we call it, and certain mantras like Varuna mantras, which are primordial sounds to activate the rain god. These help rain come. Even in times of drought in Australia, Transcendental Meditation Movement has put a lot of meditators in one place in that drought area, and that collective consciousness creating harmony with the laws of nature has created rain in that drought area. So these are some things that can be done. You know, this distance healing or this distance collective praying, all this, it's all energetic interactions with the weather and that aspect of nature. And there's science on it. There's science on the science of praying. All these things, they operate at a subtle level, but they definitely interact. So rain melody is a wonderful melody by certain, there's many different rain melodies. I recommend one by Maharishi Pandits. That's a certain group of people who are chanting a specific way that is what I believe is one of the most effective ways to utilize those rain melodies and through certain beautiful flutes and different music. And we'll link that on the show notes. You can play that in your home. You can play that loud. It doesn't even have to be very loud, but having that sound in the local environment creates that rain energy. Another very important thing is counseling and community. This is super important. Ultimately, this is one of the beauties of crises like this, is it creates a lot of community. It brings community together, and it's super important to be in touch with people. And of course, counseling, if this has been, these parts have been traumatic to you or someone you know, make sure there's some counseling. They're talking about it. This is involved. So I hope that this podcast has given some clarity and some help around bushfires, forest fires, and controlled burning, and touched on the health factors and health promoting factors which are going to help you during this time. Please see the show notes, and please share this if you're listening, and as a preparation, as a prevention method. You know, I'm recording this in October 2023 in Australia, in Eastern Australia, and we're due for a very hot, dry summer. And I really hope people can be prepared with having a drinking water protocol, having herbal remedies for their respiratory tract, as well as knowing foods for their respiratory tract. That's another one. And also being mentally stable and having a community and having the self-practices for you to cope with the demands, the very high demands and the high stress that may come, so that it is not a stress to you. It's just a graceful way of dealing with the demand, as graceful as we can. So please share this. You can share it as an Instagram story with the link, and share it with your friends who need it. If you appreciate this, I'd really appreciate you to subscribe to this show if you haven't. You know, interestingly, when I look on Apple Podcasts, there's a lot of you are listening to this but not subscribed to the show. Subscribe. There's so many good episodes on the topics of health consciousness, spirituality, relationships, strong focus on natural health and expanding awareness of the laws of nature, which what we call the Veda. So subscribe to be in tune with that and be updated. And also you can share with anyone you think. Leave a review as well. I would love to hear what you think of this. And if you have anything else to add, please let us know in the review. And thank you for listening. I really appreciate it. And if you need anything, any other tips or any one-on-one work, please reach out on vitalveda.com.au.